We are about to begin a Simen Tov Tes. We will be doing the first three Sifim. Hanos Ne'ruvo Beveis HaKvaris, Eino Erev. If someone places his Erev in a Beis HaKvaris, what we're referring to is a building in the Beis HaKvaris that is a kever. So the halachi is that it is not an Erev. Lefisha Beis HaKvaris Osur Bahano. The Beis HaKvaris you're not supposed to use for anything else. The Kevin Sharotza Bekiyam Erev Shamachar Kniya Harei Nenabo. Since you want that the Erev should be able to be Miskayim there, so you need that Mokom, that would be considered Hana. You're not allowed to have Hana. Memela, the Erev isn't Chal. Now this is not true if you place the Erev on the ground, because the ground never becomes Osir. And certainly in between the Kvaris, not the Kvaris themselves, does not have a Halacha Beis HaKvaris where there's an Isser Hana. Vimnosno Beis HaPras. Now, Beis HaPras is a place that used to have kvarim. It was plowed over, and therefore we're only afraid that maybe there may be a bone left there that's metama and etzem kisora. But it's a tumah derabanan, it's a tumah safik. Harei ze erev, the halach is that is an erev, afilu hoya kohen. Even if he's a kohen, mipnei sheyachol ikanes sham b'migdol aporeach, because he can enter there in a migdol that someone is carrying, in a closet that someone else is carrying. Or chazal were matter that he blows his way through. Now, what's pshat in that? So in a real kever, the halachi is a kohen cannot come in there, even in a shita tevo migdal. Either he cannot go in there in something that has a shame keli. In the case of a shita tevo migdal, even if it's more than if it's more than our boyim saw, in which case it's considered an ohel, since they're carrying him, it's what's called an ohel zorik and lav shmei orik. So it is not mafsik between himself and the tuma. This is all in tuma daraisa. Not so in the case of a beis hapras, which doesn't have tumas ol altogether. There, the halachi is that he could get there, and therefore it's a good erev. Sif beis sarech sheyehu ve'eruvo b'mokam echod kdei sheyefshel oliyachlo ben hashmoshes. It's got to be that he and his erev are in the same place in a way that he can get there bein hashmoshes to eat it. Lefikach, im niskav lishbos brishus harabim v'niach eruv brishus hayochid. He wants to be kona shvisa in brishus harabim, but he plays his erev in the brishus hayochid. Or brishus hayochid v'niach eruv brishus harabim ein erev sheyef shalol lotzir brishus hayochid brishus harabim bein hashmoshes. Since bein hashmoshes he cannot carry it out ela ba'avera unless he's breaking Shabbos. Avol im niskav lishbos brishus hayochid or brishus harabim v'niach eruv b'karmelis. But a place where he can get to midaraisa, just midrabanan, he couldn't get his food to himself. Ocean is kavan lishbos b'karmelis v'nech eruv b'rushus hayochra b'rushus harabim. Since the karmelis is a drabanan, hareze eruv shebishas knias eruv shu ben hashmoshes. Why is a drabanan good? Because an eruv takes effect ben hashmoshes. Mutter lohotzi lachnis mikolachas mishtei arishui mikolachat mishtei arishui es lekarmelis ledvar mitzvah. She called over Shumi Divrei Sofrim Lo Gozol of Ben Hashmoshes B'Mokam Mitzvah B'Shasat Chag. The rule is that Ben Hashmoshes Chazal were not gozer any derabonans, almost any derabonans, if it's B'Mokam Mitzvah or it's a Shasat Chag. Since the Kinyan air, the air takes effect Ben Hashmoshes, and Ben Hashmoshes the rabbanon would have allowed you to carry to and from a karmelis, because that's a derabbanon, at least for tzorach mitzvah. An erev is considered tzorach mitzvah, since we're only ma'arev l'tzorach mitzvah, we'll see. Therefore, we would say that he and his erev are considered in the same place, and therefore it would be kona shvisa. Siv Gimel. Now we have an exception to this rule. Nos no barosh hakona o akundis atzomchim min ha'aretz. What happens if you have some wood growing out of the ground, and you have wood growing out of the ground, and you place the erev on top of it? Eino erev mipnei shemiyaka sheheim rakim v'nochim liktom. They're easily cut. V'yischayev chatas gozru b'hem. Afilu ben hashmoshes, afilu b'makam mitzvah. A gzeira that the Rabbanon made that is very, very tempting, something that where there's a very good chance that you're going to be over a daraisa, Chazal went ahead and they said it even ben hashmoshes, even b'makom tzorech. V'mhayu tlushim and utzim harei zeirav, whereas if there's no kshash that you're going to cut it down, the halachi is that it is an eirav. And in the case where it's rakim keyerek, the Mishtabura sends you to reish samach. Now, this is all if they are not the size of a Rishus HaYachid. That means if you put it on top of a kana that is dalad al dalad, dalad dalad tfachim, and ten tfachim high, then it's considered a Rishus HaYachid, in which case you can't carry from that into your own Rishus if you're in the Rishus HaRabim.